What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
We just tried to start, but then we had to close all of our windows because they're rocking out, like, there's a band next door.
Yeah, I mean, we do live in the hills, but still there are people outside that, like, really just want to fucking tear it up for no reason.
So we had to close the windows. Yeah. We're in a 99-degree fucking room right now. We can't turn the AC on because, hey, we got your back, and we don't want the AC blowing in your ear as it's blowing in our ear as we record.
On our iPhone.
Yeah. So last week, yeah, we're still on our iPhone. Last week, we didn't record, or we did record so much shit.
So much.
And then we listen back to it. Rather, I listen back to it because I am a psycho and listen back to it 100 times before we publish. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, Blake, you sound really angry.
Oh, is that how you felt?
Yeah. I was like, you sound really like some other shit. Like if I heard myself talk,
okay,
I would have been like, what's going on with you? Like, what's the internal issue right now?
What made you feel that way?
I don't know. I think I just sounded pretty, like, upset.
But what are you upset about?
I didn't know. Okay. I was trying to figure that out. I was like, why am I so pissed right now? Like, what's going on? And I realized this week what it was.
Okay.
Not through the help of therapy, which I really, you know, I'm still figuring
still
that out.
Still on. Still
figuring on. It out. What it really, truly was, and listen, this is not a political podcast. It's not. I'm not going to make it a political podcast because that's not this is not the platform for that.
Sure.
But if you live in Los Angeles, I don't know, you know, where you are, but if you live in Los Angeles, you definitely felt the closing in of our city once again with the mask mandate. Mm-hmm. And side note, side hobby, a passion of mine is to also talk about politics and write on politics.
Yeah, sometimes she goes into her room and just like disappears, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess she's just in there or whatever. And then I like realize, I'm like, oh, she's in news mode.
She's in news mode. Madison gets into chef mode, and I know when she's in chef mode because she has a fucking rag over her left shoulder. She has 700 cookbooks open and like her glasses on. And I'm like, oh, you're in chef mode. And so I always like, so she has chef mode. And I have news mode. Yeah. So when I'm in my room on like my tiny little desk on my laptop with my glasses on when it's pitch black in there, she came in last week. She goes, how's the newsroom? And I go.
3, 2, 1, reporting live or what?
So the reality is that I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other, but the reality of what's going on in LA County relative to the stats for COVID is pretty terrifying, and we're getting fed propaganda, and I see the reality of it. So with that said, I was having an emotional breakdown thinking I might have to move to another state at some point. Okay. Dropping that on you right now, Madison. Yeah. Do you want to come with me possibly?
We'll think about it.
Okay.
Give me like a quick two to like think about it, you know, and then we'll talk about it again.
Got you.
Cool.
So that was on the forefront of my mind, and that's why I was so like angry slash like also politics is very negative.
Yeah.
And also I have this internal struggle, which this is a little bit political, but not, you might feel this way. There's this gray area of labeling yourself as lesbian or gay,
okay,
but then not identifying with being a Democrat. Cause I don't identify as a Democrat. I also don't identify as a Republican. I identify as a libertarian, which means like the government does nothing to do with like what you do. It's like kind of like you do you and I'll do me, right? But there's this overwhelming sense of like labels needed in LA, especially like we're at the epicenter of it where everyone's just like, you're either on this side or you're on this side. And I have a hard time with that because I'm not on either side. Mm-hmm. I'm on the side of like, I believe in this social cause, and I believe in this about taxes, and I believe this about gay rights and whatever. It's all over the spectrum. So that has been on the back of my mind for the past couple of weeks. And that's also, you know, what's been the projection that I felt that I was feeling on the last episode. So with that said, we didn't publish the episode.
Okay.
The episode was about... Should we talk about what the episode was about, or should we talk about what's just been going on?
Yeah, I mean, we could do a little bit of both. We'll say this. The episode was talking about, like, asking girls out, like, approaching somebody, feeling, like, a connection that you feel with somebody and acting on it, you know? We talked about how, could, should, would, whatever, you know?
How do you ask a girl out? How do you stop getting in your head? Because as girls, what do? We overthink.
Yeah.
And we overanalyze everything.
Yeah.
And the ironic part, the irony of us uploading that episode
right.
was that like when I was
not
doing
uploading
or not, yeah, I should say not uploading
yeah.
is that we were doing, I was doing so much overthinking yeah. in the editing process where I was like, I don't even want to publish this. But Madison yeah. was like, my co-host, I'll call her my friend. Stop being so degrading. My best friend who I'll stop being
so pissed off.
Yeah. Also, no, quick side note, right? When we used to live together in our apartment in West LA, she would obsess about her old roommate at USC.
No, I would not.
Yeah, bro.
You would obsess.
No, no.
You would obsess.
No, you would literally, every day was a story about her old roommate. And I was like.
And I would use the words my roommate.
Yeah, and she wouldn't say old roommate. She'd be like, my roommate. And I'd be like, oh, so this story is about to be about me, right? And then she said some shit about, like, you know, something at USC. And I was like, so we're not talking about me.
So if it's not about you, you're not interested.
No,
you're
no.
not interested.
Not if you're calling them your roommate when they're not your fucking roommate anymore. Okay? So now it's like this running joke where I'm like, anytime I call Madison my roommate, I like refuse to call her my friend. I'm like, my roommate, my co-host. She's like, are we friends or no? We're just business partners.
Have we had literally 8 years of friendship or no?
Yeah.
No.
Did I force you to be my friend that one day at Equinox or nah? So my co-host, she was like, bro, why don't we just stop overanalyzing everything like typical lesbians do
yeah.
and just talk about what's really going on?
Right.
Which, as you guys know, if I haven't told you before, control psycho freak, which I have a hard time doing, but we're giving that a
control
shot.
Issues.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Control issues.
Got it. So we're going to try that tonight. We're going to try to just fucking roll with the punches.
We're just going to let you guys know, like, what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'll start. How about that? I'll start. I'll make it a little bit easier for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, co-host.
No problem. I was going to say... We live together now, so it didn't work. But I was going to say Okay, so what's going on? You know, this kind of had to do with asking people out, you know, just going for it sort of thing. There's a couple people, you know.
Are you going to tell the Malibu Farm story that you told on the Instagram story?
Oh, no, but it is a Malibu Farm story.
Oh, it's another one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody's there who I'm like, oh, cool, interested in. You know,
works
what I mean?
There.
Right, yeah. Somebody works there, popped up on the scene, and I'm like, hey, let's try. You know, let's see what the fucking status is, right? I'm cash. I'm like, okay, cool, we'll see what's happening. This girl's fucking going for it. This girl wants to know where I'm working. This girl wants to know my hours. This girl wants to know what the fuck I do on a daily basis, right?
Hold on.
Oh.
How old would you say she is? How old would you guess?
I mean, at this point, I'm going on. I'm like, oh, this girl's like 23, 24 easily.
Right.
Easily.
Right. And you're 27. So
right.
Then we did a little investigating.
Sure. Yeah. Finally, I let her in a little bit, right? We spent a couple days. I just gave her like a couple head nods. You know what I mean? A
couple cookies here and there.
Right.
Fresh like, baked out of the oven.
I was like, hey, baby girl. Salted caramel ice cream. It's our best flavor. Enjoy. You know what I mean?
Right. And then we did a little investigating.
Right. I finally introduced myself, got her name. We did a little investigating. Pull up the gram. Right? I'm like, okay, bet. Let's see what's going on. First post. Well, not first post, but most recent post. Mm. Most recent post. Mm. We did it. Class of 2021. We did it. We made it through. And I'm like, oh, bet. She's in her graduation cap and gown. She just fucking got her fucking, you know, bachelor's degree. Bet. And then I look.
Malibu High.
Bitch is fucking 18, bro. 18.
High school graduation. I mean, this bitch was just legally allowed to post a TikTok. Okay, let alone buy a drink with Madison. So I asked Maddie, I say, so did you, why don't you just invite her over? Like, we'll go out, whatever. She goes, she's not allowed to drink with us, bro. And I go, holy fuck, that's right. She's 18.
Yeah, she couldn't even go out for a beer.
Yeah, so we're going to say no on that one.
Oh, are we?
Oh.
Oh, are we?
Because
let me tell you. Okay.
One little side note. Do you guys remember? Do you guys have a little memory of the episode? Our first fuck, right? Of a girl, the first time we ever hooked up with a girl, the first time, that episode. Do you guys have a little memory of when Madison was 18 right. and hooked up with her camp counselor at Christian camp, right. who happened to be the same age that Madison is now? Sure. And what trauma do we now have from that relationship that we are not actively trying to pursue onto the next 18-year-old? That the just graduated.
The trauma that I spend, I mean, thousands of dollars yearly, monthly, weekly, mm-hmm. seeing a therapist mm-hmm. about, you know? Okay, but, here's my argument, okay? So she's fresh out.
Oh, this is bad. This can't be published. She's fresh out? Are you good? Oh my God. She's fresh. She's fresh meat.
Okay. She's
even when you're trying to make an argument, it still sounds creepy. So why don't we just do like we're gonna do on the 54-year-old married woman? Why don't we just say we're gonna do a hard pass on that one?
Dude, because I can't. I can't hard pass on anything.
Okay.
If you guys have not learned this by now, I talk a great fucking game. I talk a great fucking game, right?
Yeah. And you execute with the wrong people because you know it's going to fuck you over.
Right.
But when it comes to an example uh-huh. of someone that would be a healthy territory, uh-huh. right? I don't know if you guys watched our Instagram story the other day, but Madison uploaded an Instagram story about this fucking fire girl that was in her mid-20s that came into the restaurant. She easily was. Came into, because otherwise you wouldn't have been a pussy about it. Came into the restaurant looking hot as fuck. Madison helps her out, whatever.
Yeah.
And then backs down right. at the last second.
Right.
Right. So when it comes to a healthy territory, your internal instinct mm-hmm. is to then back down because, oh, this could potentially work. Oh, this could be a potentially good relationship. Right. So let's just not go for it.
Yeah.
With that said, the following day, you did go next door to get weed on your break
right.
at this weed place in Malibu. Uh-huh. And you did connect and you did shoot your shot making this girl cookies. Sure. But you got, you know, gate caught at the door by right. the fucking bouncer
yeah.
guy
yeah.
because he was just being like,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
So you are starting to go for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of you for that.
And then what am I doing today? Today, let's get a little breakdown of today,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. What happened right.
today? I'm going out with my homie, you know? My homie, though, she's got somebody in town. She's got
the homie that you make out with.
I mean, yeah. Homie that I've made out with a couple times, but like we're homies,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like, it's not making out and then homies, it's homies and then making out. Do you know what I mean? But homie has somebody coming to visit her. Somebody that like flew the fuck out. You know what I mean?
Flew here from Florida. And if you know, Florida lesbians are the hottest lesbians. Shout out to you fucking Florida lesbians. You guys fucking kill the game, okay? LA lesbians are not shit compared to Florida lesbians.
Not true. I'll take an LA
oh,
lesbian.
Oh, I fucking love Florida lesbians.
Yeah, because you like that.
I like that vibe.
Yeah, I don't.
So okay. We got a Florida lesbian flying out to
right.
meet an LA lesbian.
Right. So we meet. We link this morning. I'm like, cool, let's do
Fresh
it.
Fresh out the airport.
I mean, she lands at 9. I'm there at fucking 10. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we're going to the aquarium. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
You, your homie, and this girl that flew into town.
Exactly. I'm showing up. I'm ready to do whatever the fuck we're going to do. You know, like I'm ready to just go to the aquarium. I'm ready to hang out with my homie. I'm ready to meet this new person. We'll all be friends, whatever.
Hold on. Everyone's confused right now.
Okay.
And you know why they're confused? They're confused because I was hella confused. You guys are thinking, why the fuck would Madison, my co-host, be going to the aquarium with her homie that she also makes out with when they are bored.
Right.
Be invited to a trip to the aquarium in Long Beach, trash city, with the girl that came from Florida to visit our homie
today.
Why is Madison invited?
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and ask you, Madison. Okay. Why were you invited on this trip? Like, truly.
There's a couple of schools of thought, right? Number one, homie still wants to make out with me, which not putting aside, you know? Mm-hmm. So we'll leave it there. Mm-hmm. Number two, homie is not really into this girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. You're not really into her. I'm maybe
a buffer.
I'm maybe just like a whatever, you know? Either way, it doesn't matter. I want to go to the fucking aquarium and see fucking jellyfish, and whatever happens, happens.
Bet.
You know what I mean? Number three, homie is fucking with us both. Mm-hmm. Homie is setting us both up, right? Mm-hmm. Homie's setting up Florida lesbian. Homie's setting up hometown lesbian. I mean, she's not. She's an angel, but like.
No, she's a fucking angel.
Yeah.
But it is. It does leave you a little bit confused because I'm confused.
Yeah.
You guys are probably confused. Yeah. I was like, what's going on here? Really? Like, why were you invited? So when I asked Madison why she puts herself in these situations, she said she wanted to go to the aquarium. It's not really her problem. Fine. You know? Fine.
So it is like.
Questionable.
Yeah. It's this situation where it's like. Number, like, if I, like, fuck around with her or, like, whatever, you know, is she going to be pissed? Is the girl who came here going to be pissed?
Right.
Like, does homie want me to do that or not?
Does she want you to play the friend card? Does she want you to play the flirty card? Does she want you to be, like, the what's going on, like, her you know, out of town bitch to be, like, what's going on with these two? Like, but you know what? Honestly, low key.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and also, but also, like, respect to our friend, because, like...
Oh, 100%.
Because it's like, fuck it. Like,
she's you're not... And she's got it.
Yeah, and you're not committed to anyone, so, like, go off.
Right.
Like,
totally. 1,000%.
I would maybe possibly do the same thing.
Right, 1,000%. 1,000%.
So, yeah, cool. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. So we got that going.
We got that going.
We got that going.
Yeah, we got that.
Couple days ago.
You're rattling them off.
I got one more.
Oh, you're rattling them off.
I mean, I'm rattling them off, but you guys, I mean, it's all just shit.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not getting shit out of this.
Right.
But I'm, you know what I'm doing, actually?
Hmm.
I'm committing to my craft, right?
Right.
I'm doing this all for the pod.
This is strictly for research purposes. This is strictly... So we can give you guys content.
You see me on Hinge? I mean, baby girl, you're going to be on the podcast.
Okay, hold on. Let's call you out for one fucking second.
Oh, do it.
All right. How much pussy are you getting out of this?
Zero. And I will say that till the day I fucking die. Okay?
With that said. Okay, hold on. Hold the fuck on. Okay? Madison... We told you guys.
Yeah.
We told you guys. You know when you're hooking up with someone, or you're not hooking up with someone, you're connecting with someone, you're hanging out with someone, and you want it to work. You want it so badly to work, but, like, you hang out with them, and it just isn't fucking working. Like, you're like, I want to like you, but I just don't like you.
Yeah.
That's where Madison was with this girl, but she neglected to trust her gut.
Right.
And the bitch gets into chef mode, right? Invites this girl over.
Per usual. There's nothing I know how to do more than, like, overcompensate by cooking food.
Right. Which is also a bad sign because – or not bad. It's confusing to people because they think you're showing out for them. 100%. But it's really just, like, a mechanism you do.
Right. Really, it's me. Like, this is what makes me comfortable. And lucky for you, you get this good fucking meal, you know?
Right. But if I go over to a bitch's house and she has a 5-star course meal made for me, I go, oh, you're really, like, showing up for me, you know?
Well, 100%.
But you're not.
Shows up. I had handmade, handmade flour tortilla fucking chips made. Yeah. You know?
So this girl comes over and I've heard so much about her in the last few years because they've like talked forever. Maddie was like, I don't vibe with her enough. Like I want to, but I just don't. And I was like, how? And also she's like very hot. So she got here. 5 minutes in, I go. 5 minutes in, I go. I've never seen two people less compatible. I've never seen two personalities mesh less.
Right.
So,
which is exactly what I love to do.
Yeah. So
that's
why
what I love to go
so,
for.
So again,
yeah,
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Why were you neglecting your gut and inviting this girl over anyway?
Yeah.
To know 99% this was going to happen.
Right. Because I cannot let things go. Mm. We talked about this earlier too. Like you made a comment of something of like, she could be so hot and so like has it, you know, if she like could just figure her shit out a little bit. If she could just like get it together.
If she could own her hotness.
Yeah.
But she's so unaware.
I mean, yeah. I'm waiting and I'm hoping so hard that this girl just like figures her shit out because I know that it's there and I know that it could be, you know? Mm-hmm. And for some reason I care so much about like, yeah, waiting out for that, holding out for somebody to become something that I think that they could be or I hope that they could be. Mm-hmm. And they never fucking do.
Yeah, dating people, girls do this so often too, right? Like we date people because we see the potential of who they're going to be.
Totally.
And we're like, I see this in you and I'm waiting for you to become this person, but you're not there yet. But that's also pretty like detrimental to a relationship because the other person feels that. And like if I'm dating someone and they say, I see the potential you have. I know you're going to be X, Y, Z one day. I see this for your future. Like, and then we'll be great. And then we'll have this relationship. Then it's kind of like, instead of like kind of supporting the process along the way, probably feels like, because she knows that you feel that way, mm-hmm. like internally, like she has to know.
Yeah, she knows that.
So it's probably like, it's also like a, like that's probably like a shitty feeling and it's not like your fault.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right, 100%. But that's also just like what you said. That's just like incompatibility.
Yeah,
you know?
You guys just aren't like, compatible. Like where you are in your life is very incompatible with where she is.
Right.
Switching gears here.
Okay.
Double dipping in the friend group.
Oh.
Okay. Because as we've said a million times,
okay.
There are four lesbians total in Los Angeles County, right?
Yeah.
And when I say double dipping in the friend group,
what I
mean by that is you hook up with one girl in your friend group. Mm-hmm. You hook up with one girl in a friend group. And then you want to hook up with her friend in the friend group.
Got it.
And then you hook up with another friend in the friend group.
Oh, you're going to hook up with the friend in the friend group.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But what I'm saying, okay. I'll get to that. But what I'm saying is it's always like a big fucking fat no.
I mean, yeah.
It's a big red flag. Yeah. It's a big no, and it's a huge turnoff.
Right, because it's like once you do, like, one, you're done.
Yeah.
You know?
So, classic example.
Okay.
This happened with Madison and me. This girl is, like, freshly out, right?
Yeah.
We hang out. She comes over, and the three of us are hanging out.
Yeah.
And we're like talking, we're like making up and then we're like talking and like, just like having conversation, whatever, you know,
being lesbians.
And she said something about the fact that she was attracted to both me and Madison.
Oh.
And I immediately was turned off. And I'm not turned off because someone's attracted to my friend. Like that's going to happen all the time. Like I've been attracted to multiple girls in friend groups also. Mm-hmm. But the reason it was a turnoff is because we're literally like in like kind of an intimate space.
Right.
So to then say in that moment,
I'm trying to fuck your friend
that
too.
You're also attracted to my friend makes me go, okay, so hold on. So. You also would be down if Madison just switched with me right now.
Right.
You would also be down for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say no on that one.
Nah.
So now I'm pretty turned off.
Right.
Because now I feel like I'm not special at all.
Uh-huh.
That like you're in my bed right now.
Well, yeah. And then my side, like if you guys have hooked up, like mm-hmm.
good on it.
Good on it. Like, you're not getting us both. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. It just feels like weird. Like, yeah. I don't want to like hook up with someone that you also, it's just weird.
Right. And it's not like, that's not to say that we're like a, like a package deal. You know what I mean?
Right, but we're best friends and we live in the same house.
Right. But it's just like, yeah, it's not like, it would be so weird for somebody to go from your room to have like that sort of intimacy with you and then like swing right over to me or vice versa, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fucking weird.
Yeah.
So with that said, there's another, this is another example of like the double dipping thing, right?
Okay.
So there's a friend group of like maybe four girls that like I'm friends with.
Okay.
And I hooked up with one of them last year and I was like, I like really liked her and it ended up not working out with us. Mm-hmm. Right. So this year I've met her friends. And her friends are also hot. Like, there's a few of them that are, like, hot girls. And I'm like, yeah, like, I would, like, definitely, like, hook up with you.
Sure.
But because you are friends with this girl that I have tried to pursue in the past, mm-hmm. like, you're best friends with this girl that I've tried to pursue in the past, I will never try to pursue you now.
Yeah.
Because it's weird that, like, it would be so unattractive to the girl that I was originally trying to pursue, that I'm now trying to like hook up with her friend. Does that make sense?
It does. But couldn't the argument be though that like, yeah, it didn't work out with you guys, so move on to somebody else?
Yes. Okay. Let me say this. If I were to try to pursue one of her friends, I would never try to pursue one of them in like a relationship sense.
I guess that would then beg the question of, is there like almost a sort of like etiquette of like dating girls, you know what I mean? In that sense of like, yeah, there are friend groups, there are small circles. This is a small circle in general. So how do you, like I said, you know, how do you decide like, okay, it didn't work out between me and her, but like, I want to pursue this girl. Why am I not allowed?
It's not that I'm not allowed to. It's that I like, there's not a single girl that I've genuinely met that like I actually like that's in a friend group of someone I've dated.
Right.
So the rule, I guess there's just kind of like, it's the feeling of not necessarily not trying to pursue someone that you genuinely like. Mm. It's the rule of, don't just hook up with every girl that is down for you just because they're down for you.
Right.
Does that make sense? Because it just feels desperate.
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no reason to like run through like everybody.
Yeah. And then you have, because there's four lesbians, you have that reputation of like, oh, this bitch is hooked up with literally every single one of us. Like, it's just like, fuck that. Like, I don't want that. And then everyone knows your business. Everyone like knows that everyone knows who you've hooked up with. It just seems like, keep a little fucking mystery.
So and
it's
exhausting.
It's not
so
worth
dumb.
Yeah, that's why it's not worth like hooking up with every girl you see, because then everyone knows your shit.
Right. And that's why like I'm like, you won't catch me in another fucking ladies' night. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels
ladies' night is a lesbian night at the Abbey in WeHo, and I had Madison come with me last week because I went the week before and it was really fun, but last week we went and it was just really shitty. So
it's just like, I just don't feel like I don't feel like I'm in a place in my life where I need to put myself in the center of that kind of like situation.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I want to talk to somebody, if I want to meet somebody, I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll figure it out. I'll find a way. Again, I'm sure we have mutual friends because the smart circles are so small, you know? Like, but it's just, I don't know.
Feels it's contrived.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
It feels so contrived. It feels so weird. And yeah, like, I don't want to be that person that like, yeah, I was talking to this girl in this friend group. I hooked up with this girl in this friend group. We made out the other night in this friend group.
Yeah,
like,
because imagine if you met a girl and you like, you got to talking, you got to know her, whatever, and like you found out that she had hooked up with like 10 of these girls. You're kind of just like, oh, fuck that. Like, yeah, it's not like I'm like slut shaming.
No, not at all.
Like, I don't, it's not that I give a fuck that you're hooking up with multiple people. It's that I give a fuck that, like, if we then hook up, I feel like
I'm just another one
on the roster that also was included and is now going to be, like, people will know my business. Does that make sense? Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of ironic because we literally talk about the intricacies of our sex life on this podcast. We're willingly giving you our like insider, like the actual details of our sex life. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, that does sound kind of contradictory, but it's just, I guess it's just a different feeling. Like,
I guess maybe what the point of all this that we're talking about is it's a weird space to navigate still.
All right, you guys, I don't even know what the fuck we just talked about because I'm such a psychopath who likes to have controlling, you know, episodes about one topic.
I can see it in your eyes this whole episode.
I'm about to have a call to action and I have no idea what the call to action is because I don't know what the fuck we just talked about.
Right.
But hey, flying by the seat of our pants, gals. Ooh, flying by the seat of our pants, gals. All right. Follow us on Instagram. Blake underscore Aaron underscore.
You guys, what's a new Instagram name that I could have? I had Madison the Stallion.
Dude, just keep it Madison Howe. It's easy. Okay? It's Madison Howe.
I know, but it's just so fucking boring.
Let's talk about it a little. Rate, review, subscribe. Send it to your ex. Send it to the four lesbians in your friend group.
Send it to your mom.
Yeah.
Send my Instagram profile to your mom.
Or your 18-year-old sister. all right, you guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Peace.